1. Begin transmission.
Don't be confused, people. You should be used to some weirdness by now, especially if you're listening at this time. What time? 1930 UTC, of course. The time that the Dubious Goals Committee starts every day, which is now. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this here committee. And I've been thinking that, you know, I haven't actually seen a marmot in a few days, so today is going to have to be definitely Spot the Mott Day. Good. I'm glad you think that's a good idea, too. So anyway, I'm sitting here in my car. Where am I? If you guessed Herrenhaven, I hate to disappoint you, but I am, in fact, actually at the OPPD Arboretum. Because I thought this would probably be our best bet. Because I haven't seen that mott at Herrenhaven in a couple of days. So I'm getting out of my car. Should I have worn my sunglasses? Oh, I don't know. It's overcast, but it's warmer than it has been the last few days. It's at least 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Maybe not quite 55, but I do have my jacket on. And I remembered to bring my camera. Oh, and I also remembered to put some of my, quote, business cards, end quote, in the car, in case anybody asks me what I'm doing. I don't have any on me. These aren't, of course, actual business cards. All I did was make some freaky graphical sort of stuff. And I took them to a drugstore and printed them out as photographs, then cut them up, and that's my excuse for a business card. So it's not all that all that bad of a day. It's fairly nice, all things considered. I'm probably going to get a headache from squinting. That's okay. And strangely enough, I got a pretty good night's sleep. Mostly because I was up pretty late working on weird projects and stuff. The weird projects mostly being scrounging parts. Scrounging parts. Parts for what? Electronic circuits that we're going to play with during the SDFTIRC. If you haven't heard already, I've decided to start the Super Dimension Fortress Totally Illegal Radio Club, which exists, you know, for people who aren't hams. People who aren't hams who can't join the SDF Ham Radio Club. So if you don't have a license but are still interested in doing radio, keep listening at this time to learn more about the SDFTIRC, or email me to join. I'm walking up Marmot Alley. I'm checking some dens that haven't been cleared. But there's some mole business going on around here. There's some mole tunnels and signs of other action. I'm going to cross the path here and walk up and... Hey, am I seeing mushrooms? Are these fresh mushrooms? I'm walking by a pine tree. It is a bluebird Douglas fir. Because remember, here at OPPD, all the trees are labeled. Because this is an arboretum, not a park. And these are most assuredly new mushrooms. Well, okay, that's great news. We have had some rain lately. It's been rainy. So we should be getting some fungal growth, and we are. Now I want to check this Mati den up here. Has this been worked on some more? It's hard to tell. I see a squirrel, but I don't see any Matis. I'm going to sneak up here real close. This den is probably being used, but there's no Matis here. Where's our Matis? So anyway, I stayed up pretty late last night. I went to bed at 4 a.m. I fell asleep about 15 minutes later. But I was up late, desoldering. All right, so back across the path, and we're gonna go look to see if there's any action in this den over here. Oh, now this. Oh, what is? Although I do not see any fresh dirt, this looks like it has been cleared out. Interesting. Still not finding any mottis, though. Alright, so I think this means we're going to go into the forest. So yeah, I was up late at night, desoldering. Oh, both using a soldering iron and a solder sucker. That's one method to desolder. The other method is to just, you know, torch the whole back of the board and then whack it on something hard and let the pieces go flying. I was using both techniques. And I got a lot of resistors. I got a bunch of transistors. But I didn't find the one thing I'm really looking for. What I'm really looking for is an old, like, 1 megahertz clock. For reasons that I'll go into later. If you join the SDF TIRC, you will receive schematics and parts lists and tips on how you can build the same things that I build. So you too can do radio experiments. All right, well, I'm walking along the path here. It's not very windy today, but there's a cool breeze that's sort of trying to give me a chill. I'm going to zip up my jacket a little bit further. And I've got good news. I see giant piles of of mulch, and this path has been mulched. You know, your basic ground-up trees kind of mulch. We like this kind of mulch a lot because it often carries lots of fungal spores, and mushrooms will grow right in the path. So, hooray, and I can smell it. It smells good. It smells like, well, it smells like a combination between wet cedar and wet pine trees, which is pretty much what this is. Ground up trees. All right. I'm looking up into the forest to my left, and I'm looking for dudes. I'm looking for deer and marmots. We gotta find some marmots, but don't be surprised if we find deer. This is where we found the deer a few days ago. When I was with my brother, we were walking around in here, and oh, surprise, here's some deer. And I like deer. Alright, so I'm crossing over yet another footbridge. I'm looking down into the mud to see if I see any Mati tracks, and I don't. Well, that may or may not be a bad thing. There's a few other people here today. They're not back here in the forested section. They're out in the paved sidewalk section of the Arboretum. And they're all walking dogs. Dogs that like to scare away dudes. Alright, so now, this is where I'm hoping to spot a mott. I'm walking up this path, and I know that there's been a marmot in that den over there the last couple times I've been out here. But he's not hanging out. Where's our mati? Surely we got to find a mati today. So I'm just going to leave the path here and sneak up on into this area and hit my head on a tree. See what's going on in this hole. Oh, the hole is very dug out. It's very clear. There's a lot of loose dirt around. So there's been a lot of muddy action around here. And over here, this other hole has been nice and cleared out. Where's my muddy? It's overcast today, so I guess Matis are thinking, oh, it's not very warm out, so we're not going to go sunning. But yeah, I can pretty much guarantee you there's a Mat down in there somewhere hiding from us. Oh, there's loose dirt everywhere. Somebody's been digging. Yeah, somebody's been digging. And that's nice. Because that's what Matis do. Alright, so I'm going to snake my way back out of here. Ding, ding, ding. Ow, ow! Stick in the face, just barely missed my eye. Oh, and here's a turtle dove standing on the path 3 meters ahead of me. There he goes. Okay, see you later. See you later, birdie. Alright, well, since we're here, and since nobody's looking, we're going to go off path again. We're just going to go zip right down here into the secret mushroom area. And this is, of course, the place where we find all of our glorious morels and other mushrooms. We have found false morels here, various Gyromita species, and all kinds of other mushrooms. And whereas I do not expect to find any morels right now, because I think the ground temperature is still too cold, I'm still looking, just in case. But like I said, we are early. We are early to be looking for these dudes. Are mushrooms dudes? Yeah, pretty much. I can smell something. And we are approaching the area where the deer like to hide. They like to hide back here in my secret mushroom area. And I'm really close to the interstate. It's about 60 meters away. I can see cars zipping by. And I'm going to kind of snake up here a little bit to look down here, because along the interstate's up on a ridge here, and there's a real deep sort of valley between me and the interstate, and deer like to hide down here because there's a little water to some drainage area. And no, I don't see any deer. But I can smell them. Which way is the wind blowing? I think we need to go up here. Oh, here's an interesting track. Kind of looks like a marmot track. Marmot or a raccoon. Okay. We're going to head up into this area where me and my brother saw the deer the other day. I can definitely smell deer, but I don't know if I'm smelling fresh deer or if I'm, you know, just smelling the area that the deer have been hanging out in, marking with their scents. So, being as deer are very well camouflaged and very good at hiding, I'm giving a lot of extra effort into scanning around, looking for some hiding dudes. Can't really smell them anymore. But this is where they like to hang out, is right up here. And of course, it's right up here where the bushes get a little bit thicker. And all the leaves on these bushes are bursting out. Lots of green in here. Lots of little leaves that are hindering my visual acuity. So we're just gonna keep on slowly walking up here. And I think it was right around here that we saw the deer last time. I don't see any deer, but I see a marmot hole. Looks like it might be, I can't tell really, but it looks like it might be cleared out or something. And I'm gonna keep on lurking. Now see, there could be deer hiding back there and I wouldn't be able to see them at all. Are there any dudes back there? I don't see any. Alright, so yeah, the forest now gets too dense and there is no more trails. We are, you know, in fact following a deer trail. And now I'm going up through the sumac. Oh, speaking of sumac. I'm hungry for sumac. And being as today is a special occasion, but being as my dad is sick, my dad's got a cold again, and that's never good because he's got asthma and it's just bad. My parents want to take me out to dinner, and usually I always say, okay, let's go to Mediterranean Bistro, which is one of my favorite restaurants. And that's where I get my jujay kebab. It's a Persian restaurant. And the jujay kebab is chicken kebab, and it's super good. It's marinated and all this. And then they have this habanero chutney that I put on it, and then sprinkle sumac on it, and then nom nom nom. It is so delicious. Nom nom nom. So even though I'm not eating that today, I don't feel bad because I will be eating that soon and it will be yummy. You know, now I'm mad at myself because, you know, I got up and I was like, oh, where do I want to go look for Mott's today? Well, I haven't seen any at Heron Haven in about a week. And I do know where there's one at OPPD, so let's go to OPPD, because that's our best bet for finding a marmot. And of course we don't find him today. So what to do, what to do? Welly, 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 well. Yeah, I got to see A Clockwork Orange a couple nights ago. I love that movie. I think it's funny. Is there something wrong with me? Am I a psychopath? Because I think that movie is hilarious. You gotta tell me. There's gotta be other people in the world who think that's a funny movie. Oh my goodness, what's this up here? I never noticed this. Is this a marmot hole? What's going on up here? I'm in the grassy area. No, this isn't a marmot hole. This is like a vole holes. There's a big kind of turned up mound of dirt here that would be big enough for a marmot hole, and there's holes in it, but they're too small. This is where voles live, in this grassy area. It's a happy vole place. Voles are good. I like them. They look like mice, but they're not mice. Alright, so I'm actually outside of the forest walking along the path that sort of loops around the edge, and from here I can also see that marmot den where we were expecting to see the marmot. So obviously I'm staring down in there looking for some marmot-y action, but I'm seeing none. That hooligan, that thug. Yeah, so since I saw Clockwork Orange, now I'm running around in my house saying, welly, 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 well. Something's got to be wrong with me. I also think that house is a comedy. Even though it's so horrible and dramatic and bad stuff always happening. I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird. I'm walking between two giant piles of tree mulch. There's a couple of tons of mulch here. I'm very happy about it. Because that just means it's going to be, you know, mushroom food. And I like mushrooms. Well, now I don't know what to do. Maybe I will just walk back to the car. Maybe I should pick up this piece of paper and see what it says. It looks like a secret note. It says premium bubble. It says purim hubble. I ear CDHC. Oh well, so it's not a secret love note or anything. And I have found secret love notes here. Up at the top of the hill, there's some rocks. Because somebody said, you know what we should do? Is we should put some rocks up here. And I have found little hiding places where people have left notes for other people. And this is a good place to do it. This place, the OPPD Arboretum, also has a number of letterboxes. And, you know, anywhere that has a letterbox, they probably also have geocaches. Now, I'm checking this den over here. See, there's a marmot den that looks clear. But I don't know if there's any fresh digging. This is a big den right at the side of the forest. And this hole, partially clear. Now, yeah, no, see, this hole has been dug out. There's some loose stuff here. Matty, are you in the hole? All Matty's in the hole, come out. Well, that didn't do any good. But this den is seeing activity. That's good to know. You know, there's another one back there. You know, the forest deeper. We can't really get back there. At least not from this angle. Anyway, if you know what geocaching is, you probably know what letterboxing is, or can at least derive the definition from context. If not, allow me to explain. Geocaches are little hiding places that have their GPS coordinates posted online. And so if you have a GPS, you can get these coordinates, then you can go out to forests and parks and whatever and find these geocaches that people have hidden. And there's usually some weird stuff in it, little toys or sort of prizes. And there's usually a logbook, so, you know, you log your name and you can leave stuff in it. You can leave stuff in the geocache or you can take things out of the geocache. And I used to do that a lot with my friend Doug. He's got a little GPS. But before geocaching, there was a predecessor. There was a... should we go back in there? Yeah, we better go check back here real quick. Before geocaching, there was a... I don't know, it's not a sport. It's not a... There is an activity called letterboxing, which is essentially the same thing. People go out into the forest or parks or wherever they want, and they'll just leave a small box with a little logbook in it. But instead of using GPS coordinates to find these things, they use dead reckoning. And so you will get there's a mott right there. Good Lord, he's huge. I'm so glad we came back here. Well, that's a big boar. Where's he going? He's trying to hide behind a tree now. We have found the Mati. And I'm getting my camera out. Don't go anywhere, Mati. Oh, he's a little freaked out. Oh, damn it, I looked down and he disappeared. Oh, I saw his tail disappear into a hole. Oh, look, he's still looking at me. Oh, hi, buddy. Turn on the camera. Zoom the camera in. Where's my Mati going to take a picture of a Mati? Oh, he just started to walk away. Oh, he's hiding behind a tree, trying to hide from me. You can't hide from me, Mati. I'm trying to take a picture, but he keeps on walking. I just got a picture of a marmot butt. That's weird. He walked away from that den. Okay. Now he's sort of hiding in a bush and I can't really get to him. He's watching me very carefully. He's moving around. He's doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Stay still so I can get a picture, Mati. There, that's a good picture. Oh, yes. Mati Days. Well, he's biggin'. And you know what? He's sort of not paying attention to me. He keeps looking up at me and then he keeps moving around doing stuff. He keeps walking back and forth. He's trying to hide behind the tree. I think he wants to go across the path that I'm walking on. He's just walking around. I'm going to take another picture of this Mati. And he keeps moving every time I get my camera ready. Dang it. That would have been a good photo, but he moved. Stop moving, Mati. Yeah, this is when you need a video camera. He's just walking around. He's about 15 meters ahead of me. Now, he's sort of has crossed my path. Now he's moving kind of fast and he's running. And he went back into the den. Yes, there's a den. Remember when we were looking at that one den and I thought, oh yeah, this is clear, but there's another den back in there? That's the den he's running at. And he's rubbing his face on the tree that's right there. He's marking his territory. How are we doing on time? We've got about 4 minutes left. I'm going to try to sneak up here, get on the other side of him, and see if I can get another picture or two. And he still hasn't dove down into his hole or anything. He's just hanging out. And now this is going to be the hard picture to get. No, it's okay, Mati. Just stay still for 2 seconds. Would you just stay still? Now he's sticking his face down into the hole. Can't get any pictures. Sneaking up a little bit closer. I'm within 6 meters. He's ducking down into the hole. I got to be quiet. Oh my god, I'm like 3 meters away. I can see his butt, but he's in a hole. Stick your head out. Oh damn it, my camera turned itself off. So now we gotta do the camera stupid thing. Mati! And of course, right when my camera comes back on, that's when he decides to duck down into the hole. Oh, should we sit here for a minute? See if that Mati will stick his head out? Nope, I think he's done. Oh, well, we might have gotten a photo. He was just walking around. Now I'm just right behind the amphitheater, too. Wow, okay. So, good. Now we know that that den is open or is being used for sure. And what's... Oh, I was going to say, there's another Mati over there. No, just a rabbit. Yay, rabbits. Okay. Whew. We saw a Mati. All right. And that was a good spotting, too. And why didn't he jump down and he was walking around... I think he was over here checking out this other den. This other den that... apparently isn't being cleared out. He's thinking about using it. I think he was trying to hide, but realizing that, oh no, we can't go into that den. And so, yeah, we got to see a Mati walking around, and we followed him, and I tried to get some pictures, but he was jogging. He was like, every time I'd point the camera at him, he'd move, then he'd stop. And since it's not a very bright day, I'm sure all the motion pictures are going to be blurry. But as I was saying, letterboxing... then, you know, it's when doing letterboxing, people will say, oh, go find such and such a tree in such and such a park, and then walk 10 paces due north, and then go, you know, 4 paces due south and look in that hollow log, and then that's where the letterbox is, and often there's rubber stamps. So you take a rubber stamp and you stamp your personal rubber stamp in the logbook, and then you take the rubber stamp in the letterbox and you stamp it in your little logbook and everything's good. I'm heading back to my car because I'm out of time. You're listening to the Dubious Marmot Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.